This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Do you suffer from poor podcasts? Wish you could find a podcast that wasn't boring, but didn't bombard you with vulgarity or get into the latest politics? Want a podcast that's actually from lifelong gamers and not just personalities? Introducing the Multiplayer Gaming Podcast. Side effects may include actually enjoying your podcast, learning about awesome games you may have missed, gaming news, fun game reviews, and laughter. If you experience lightheadedness, dizziness, or nausea, please continue to listen anyway, as we assure you it'll be worth it. Oh, and check out MultiplayerSquad.com to get bonus episodes, early access, ad-free episodes, exclusive Discord perks, giveaways, basically everything cool. Check it out to get everything cool. Now on to the show.
Hello, fellow gamers. Welcome to the Multiplayer Gaming Podcast. We are three dads who love playing games, and today we have a bonus round draft and tournament that we just can't wait to start. Please make sure to rate our show 5 stars and leave a written review if you use Apple Podcasts. You can also connect with us on socials at Multiplayer Pod. And if you like what we do and want to help support the show while also getting bonus episodes, you can support us on Patreon. Just visit MultiplayerSquad.com to see support options. Today we are going to be holding a draft of the best classes in video games. That's right, warriors, priests, monks, and the like. And then we are going to put them all up against each other, March Madness style, until we declare one as the consensus winner. I am your host, Paul, and today we are a party of three. Joining me, he is most akin to a flanker. He likes to peel off by himself and pick off weak healers. Maybe today he'll draft the rogue class. Who knows? It's Josh.
Michael is pointing at me. I'm double thumbing towards myself. We all knew this one. Good call, Paul. It's almost like we're really good friends, man.
Yeah, almost. And joining us, we know he loves playing support. He's a healer by nature. I also feel like he would never choose to fight for the so-called bad guys like the Horde in World of Warcraft. So maybe he'll draft the Paladin class? We'll find out. It's Michael.
If I draft the Paladin class, it might not be from World of Warcraft. Oh, no, it probably would be. But no, I actually played Horde when I played World of Warcraft.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, even though
I'm so proud of you.
I didn't like it because I'm lawful good almost all the time. But, you know, you got to do something because your friends told you to because they were doing it.
For the Horde. I'm so proud,
Michael. I was going to say, how did Michael not lead in with "For the Horde"?
I was actually going to lead in with Baladash Melanore.
There you go. That works as well. All right. And before we jump into the draft and tournament, Josh, you've got a review to read here on the show.
I do have a review. This one comes in from CMM Plus 4, and it is titled "A Horribly Amazing Podcast." And it says, "I learned about this podcast from one of the host's kids that I go to school with. I listened to one episode and right away I knew this podcast was going to be great. The three hosts, Paul, Josh, and Michael, are all dads and are, how do I phrase this, horribly amazing at making at least me laugh. I listen to this podcast every night before bed. Thanks for the horribly amazing content. Signed, Willow."
Willow, we love you terribly.
Yeah, I do like that. So, you know, that's a good review, man.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, speaking of Willow, that show's coming out. They're coming out with the sequel show, so...
I loved the original Willow, like loved it. I do not think that movie would hold up at all. I like it would probably make people's eyes bleed at this point, but I'm very excited for the show that they're coming out with on it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was always a big Val Kilmer fan. Yeah. I wasn't crazy about Willow, but it's a fun watch. But it's a nice family friendly movie.
You don't like fantasy stuff all that much either though, Paul. So, and I do. I love fantasy, man. So for me, it was right up my alley.
Yeah, it's really hit or miss for me where I'm really into it or it's not really my cup of tea. All right. Well, for those of you who are long-term listeners of the show, you might be able to tell in my voice, full disclosure, I caught the Rona, so I'm a little under the weather. I'm going to do my best to keep the energy high, but you might notice my voice start to go more and more over the course of the episode. But I'm just going to do my best. So we're going to roll with it.
What a professional host, too. Man, Paul the show must go on. He's stepping up, hosting the show. He said, Rona ain't going to keep me down.
Well, Josh, I think it's because realistically he doesn't trust us clowns to do it on our own.
Paul's also a smart guy. I mean, let's be honest.
I would have no problem leaving you two to a show, other than the fact this necessitates three people. It's not a draft if it's just two. You can't vote for a winner of each round. So, you know, I had to be here anyway.
Man, that's how I got my job is these episodes. So near and dear to my heart.
Oh, very nice. All right, so, you know, we are going to be drafting the best class in video games. That doesn't necessarily mean the strongest class or the class that's most likely to win 1v1 against the other classes. I think it's a pretty open-ended criteria for what is considered best class. What criteria are you guys using? What do you think makes for a best class?
Fun. For me, it's fun because let's be honest, otherwise the best, like most needed class is always tanks and healers, you know, but that would be a very short draft at that point. So for me, I know for my list, I went with either what class have I played that I consider very fun? Maybe it's a game that has a unique class system. So these are not all going to be your archetypes. You know, as far as that goes. So, you know, specific games that may have different classes are on the table as well. But I know my criteria was two things. Either, hey, was it a lot of fun and it was memorable to me? Or was it a class that I thought was vastly different or stood out amongst other classes at that point? So that's kind of like what I try to target.
I went with fun and also, like, does it stand out amongst his peers? Like, in a specific video game, is this a class that kind of stands up, you know, and is like, hey, that's a really good class to be for X reasons? And also, really, honestly, biggest bang for the buck is, like, in this class, what does it do that really stands out and makes it important and funner, the most funnier class?
Funnerist, I believe, is the technical term.
The funnerist, for sure.
Yes, funnerist. Yeah, I think the only thing I would add on top of that is I tried to include a coolness factor. I also like classes that are cool. Like, you can play as a cleric, and it might be really helpful to the team, but I don't know. In my opinion, that's not necessarily, you know, the sexiest pick. So I tried to also do a little bit of fun plus unique plus the coolness factor. So I'm really curious to see what we all came up with, because I feel like there's a good 20 different classes we could very easily draft. We always go four rounds, so all of us will pick four classes each. So we're only going to draft a total of 12, and then we'll just, you know, make our pick. We might offer a couple of brief thoughts, and then after we have each drafted our team of four, we'll start matching them up against each other, and then we will just vote on who wins those head-to-head matchups, and we'll just keep going until we are down to one winner. Sound good, guys?
Oh, I love it. I love these. Dude, these tournaments are so much fun, man.
My blood pressure always goes up a lot, though, because I pick my two, and then I've got to wait, and I'm like, don't take my class. And you're going to, and I'm going to deal with
happen.
It.
It's going to happen. Poaching somebody's pick is the best part about draft.
And Michael, I think you're on a little bit of a hot streak, right? Didn't you win the last two?
I am the king.
Yeah,
I'm the third pick, so it's I'm gonna have to be real. I know that my 1.01's going with one of you guys, probably. See, we'll see.
I said this earlier before the show, but I do not feel like there is a clear first choice when it comes to this category.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I've got like seven that I like the most, so it is gonna be tough.
Like, best villain, right? Like, that draft, I felt like there was a very easy, clear first pick at that point. Like, this one, I've, like, yes, there's a lot of popular, well-known classes. Are they the best? Like, I don't know. And I certainly don't feel, at least for me, maybe that means I'm ill-prepared or I'm not going to do very well, but I don't feel like there is that just absolute given for this one.
Yeah, I feel like there's also a lot of personal preference baked into this.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So it might be fun as we start to debate and vote. We might not understand why the other two could possibly vote for that class, but who knows? All right, and then I've got one question for you guys as far as establishing some rules, and then we'll jump into the draft. So what exactly would qualify as doubling down on a certain class? So let me give you guys an example. If someone drafts Warrior, then is Berserker still on the table, or would you say
it is
Berserker is ineligible because we've already drafted a Warrior class?
No, nope, because I think if you've got an argument for why it stands out, maybe an example of a specific video game or something like that, I think it's totally play.
I was going to say, I think you have your archetypes because you have your Warriors, DPS, and healers, right? Tanks, DPS, healers. That's your archetypes. But then you have so many subclasses amongst those. So Lost Ark did this really well, right? Oh, yeah. Where, and I don't know if somebody's going to pick a class from Lost Ark, but Lost Ark did it where it's like, hey, you're a warrior, but then there's three different subclasses within that, which would Berserker would have been one of those. So I feel like Berserker is fine to say. If you want to say warrior because that's what World of Warcraft called their tanks, I think that's plenty fair too.
Okay. The one thing I would want to avoid is drafting Ice Mage, Fire Mage, Lightning Mage. You know, I don't think we would want to have that kind of overlap.
I think we're too creative for something like that.
All right. Yeah. I'm scratching those three off my list.
those are three of the seven that Josh wrote down.
Those are all really cool elements. Come on.
Earth Mage. Water, Fire. Yeah.
Scratching four off my list.
There you go.
You can't even finish the draft now.
Yeah. So the way that we're doing this here, the draft order, I get to draft the first overall pick, Josh gets to go second, Michael gets to go third, and then we go snake style. So in round two, it'll go in reverse. So I can't really screw up this pick, or I'm really in trouble, guys, because I gotta wait out four picks before it comes back to me. So with my number one overall pick...
Oh, please pick EverQuest Ranger.
That's what I was!
that was Josh's
No,
class.
You were?
I
no.
was.
That's what
Dude,
he played.
Ranger kicked butt, man. You cannot tell me otherwise.
I just remember the Valius days. They were terrible. They got better. Oh,
they got way better.
Yeah. All right, sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Oh, it's all good. So with my number one overall pick, this is a class that you might have played in Divinity Original Sin 2. You might have played it in Elder Scrolls Online. But what I associate it with most is Diablo. I'm going with the Necromancer.
Ah, scratched off my
Dang
list.
Dang it, Paul.
It's a good one.
Good thing you picked that, because guess what my first pick was going to be?
Would it have been Necromancer?
It really would have been.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you know, when I first played Diablo, it was Diablo 2, and the very first character I picked was the Necromancer. And I always love magic casters, generally speaking, more than like any kind of melee fighter. And the idea of a Necromancer using dark magic and casting spells, and then as you kill your enemies, all of a sudden you raise all of those skeletons from the dead, and now you've got this giant army fighting for you. I mean, you're basically running around as the Night King from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And that to me is just the cream of the crop, so I had to go Necromancer with the first overall pick.
Since I'm gonna have to slander this pick later when we're in it, I'm gonna tell you why it was my first pick, because I played the Necromancer class in Guild Wars 2, and all I did in Guild Wars 2 was PvP. I never played the PvE portion, but I played the heck out of the PvP in that, and this is gonna sound goofy, but I actually pioneered one of the builds as a Necromancer, which was called a well build, to where you would have double daggers and you would run into the fray and you would basically just glass cannon. You would drop all of your wells and then you would sit there and stab people with your daggers and it would obliterate people. And in a team-based game like that, I don't remember if it was 4v4. I think it was. It's been a long time. But dude, that class was so much fun, man. With the life taps and the minions that you could have, the different builds. There's something about Necromancer that just works. don't know if it's like the eerie green like magic that they use a lot of times, or if it's the fact that you can summon minions, or it's just that evil like forbidden magic kind of thing.
I think that's
like,
what it is.
You know
it's
what I
forbidden.
Mean? Like, let's be honest. Like wizards and sorcerers or whatever, they're bringing down massive fireballs and earth spells, and like those look cooler, but they're not as cool as a necromancer.
I agree.
I'll take 1 second to do exactly what Josh did because I agree too, and I'm not trying to slander this, but like, hey. You broke your gun, broke your weapon for a necromancer. No problem. Just grab the pile of bones right next to you. You got a new one. Or, you know, I like it also because like it's interesting lore in video games. If you pair a necromancer with like a quote unquote good party, because necromancers are evil, it's just a lot of fun. So it gets the fun factor and the coolness because there's a lot of greens and purples they're throwing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those good Mardi Gras colors for magic.
Oh, there you go. Necromancer equals Mardi Gras. Give them the beads.
There you go. All right, Josh, you get the second pick. What you going with?
Well, you yoinked my first pick. I have some much more specific picks that I don't think either one of you are going to take later on. And even though I think that they may rank higher in my personal list, I want to win as well. And so you kind of mentioned it in the beginning of the show as a class that I would pick, man, because this just fits my play style. They're one of my favorite classes in just about any game. It is a popular class, but I'm going with the rogue.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
And I will tell you why, because number one, like you said, it is personal preference. There are few things in a game that I enjoy more than sneaking up behind somebody and backstabbing the tar out of them, watching those mega crit numbers flash up on the screen. I love the stealth aspect that rogues have. I like that they're diabolical. I like that they bring utility in a lot of games as well. Most rogues can lockpick or set traps or remove traps and things like that. I love the class. I feel like it is one of the things, like if I was going to legitimately be like a profession in a like role-playing game, like rogue would be what I want to be in that regard. So they're just a ton of fun. I like that you have to play smart because they're not real strong. You got to be careful with your positioning and the tacticalness and all that. But I mean, so many great games. Dragon Age, the rogues in Dragon Age were so much fun to just get behind that creature and backstab the heck out of them. Go stealth, sneak around, that kind of stuff. In Wildstar, I basically played that, and they had a great stealth and coming out of stealth and backstabbing mechanic and that kind of stuff. And they're a blast, man.
There's something really fun about fast daggers, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like really slow battle axes or like slow two-handers. I'd way rather go for those crit numbers with the fast stabs and bleed effects oftentimes you have with rogues, and that's always fun, too.
Side factor about rogues, too, is you're not often sharing loot because the only other classes that use daggers are like casters, and they're typically going to hold a book instead of a dagger. So like a dagger drops, the rogue probably gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good pick. I like it. All right, well, I called Josh's pick. Is Michael going to go with Paladin?
I know Michael's, I'm wondering if maybe Michael's I'm a picking Paladin, of course, because if he doesn't, it's not making it back to him. No,
So Paladin was my 1.01, so I'm taking it here.
Oh, that's so funny. I can't believe I called those.
Yeah, and the thing is I've got four that I really want here, so I'm just going to pick all four now, and you guys can just do the rest of the episode, and we'll fight over my four. That works, right? No, but what's great about a Paladin is, honestly, I think about like any game. And I'm going to really talk about World of Warcraft a little bit more, but any game you play, a Paladin's a safe way to start the game because you're like, okay, I've never played this game before. I know I like sword and board. That's my personal preference in a lot of games. I don't like to use magic in some games right away because sometimes magic systems are really not well made in certain games. But we know sword and board is what it is. But you can also heal yourself. Sometimes you can heal party members. Sometimes you can't, depending on what game you're in. But the fact that you have the ability to kind of live a little bit longer, you're never doing the most DPS unless it's Wrath of the Lich King, specifically that expansion, because you literally just threw your face in the keyboard and just go back and forth. It's a lot harder to play now, but I like it because it's great for beginners. It's a key class in almost every game. It's very popular. Almost every game has like a warrior subtype of a paladin. And typically it does a lot of damage and has high survivability. And you want to talk about the coolness factor? Let's talk about World of Warcraft. Let's look at those male blood elves and that sweet, sweet hair. Okay, let's not talk about that.
Do you remember when World of Warcraft didn't have paladins for the Horde?
I do.
Paladins were only on Alliance, and the Horde only had Shaman. And what was really funny is paladin loot would still drop in the raids, and so every once in a while we would finally down a boss, and everybody would see the paladin loot, and everybody would just groan on Mumble or, you know, whatever voice service we used at the time. Oh, it was too funny.
So, all right, so good.
Can I slander your pick real quick?
I think
to be fair, I did play a paladin in Lost Ark, and I was very happy with that class choice because it was really cool. It had really neat support with the shields that it could bestow upon the party and stuff like that. The only slander that I will throw towards a paladin is, generally speaking, they're very uppity and stuffy.
Like a little character issues.
Yeah, the characters behind them generally make me go like, man, I would never want to hang out with you in real life. Yeah. Like
I don't play those games.
They're handy to have, I get it, but it's almost like I'd rather just have a cleric that's actually going to heal me, or I'd rather have a tank that's actually going to tank. A paladin's that kind of in between, and it doesn't do either one super well.
Yeah, and that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, even if it's wrong.
I'm just trying to slander this. I mean, I do think paladins are cool, but that's, you know, I got to plant the seed now.
They have really shiny, fun armor. Shiny and fun. So for my second pick, man, Necromancer's out. I'm happy that went because I might have taken it here, but I want to have a little more fun with this draft. I'm going to double down on World of Warcraft. I'm taking the Druid.
Oh, that was on my short list.
What's the difference between a shaman and a druid?
Druid
in World of Warcraft.
Well, let me tell you real fast, okay? What makes the druid so incredibly cool is that you can be anything. You can be anything you want. They're shapeshifters. Now I'm talking about DPS, heal, or tanks. You can be any of them. You're in touch with nature. You love plants and animals. It's very fun. You can talk to animals. You can become a cat, very cool. You can become a bear, even cooler. You can become a tree, not so cool, but you can do it if you want to.
You can be an owl. You can be a whale for fast travel in the water. Yeah. They're pretty fun classes.
So to answer your question, Josh, really what makes a shaman different is a shaman more focuses on debuffs, and I don't think they can do as much of the healy tanky. Tanky healy.
Shamans are the ones that put the totems down, right?
Yeah, they do a lot of damage and do a lot of debuffs. Okay. Yeah.
So the druids were the shapeshifter, the bear, the panther.
Yep.
That one. Okay. Yeah, that's the cooler of the two. So good choice there.
I think that what's also the best about a druid is it takes the word hybrid to a whole new level because it's truly a hybrid of so many different things. And when you talk about the fun factor, if you don't like it, you don't like what you're doing, you don't want DPS anymore, no problem. Switch specs to tank or change out your gear. You can do that instead. And also, there was a fight in Wrath of the Lich King. Remember the boat fight? The third boss where you had to go back and forth from the two different boats?
Yeah.
You had to put the jetpack on your back. The druid in bear form, he stuck that jetpack on his butt, and it was hilarious.
Fly across.
All right, so now I got to wait for my good picks for a long time.
Yeah, I got some
fun ones. Paul's picking one of them. I know it.
I will say that I'm a huge fan of fantasy novels. People that are familiar with the Shannara series, there was a show on MTV that didn't do the books justice at all, but there was a druid in the Shannara series whose name was Al-Anon that was super cool. There's like three people out there that are geeking out with me right now, but that was a very cool druid in that series as well.
Josh, that's actually the druid that I picked. So when you want to argue, think of Al-Anon and think about how you,
know nothing about him. So
no, I watched the first season of the show
the books were phenomenal.
I watched it because Manu Bennett was in it and he was in Spartacus and I liked him. That was
very fun aside. The first fantasy book that I ever read in my entire life was The Sword of Shannara by Terry Brooks. A very popular book. That's what actually led to my love of fantasy.
Nice.
So there you go. All right, my turn, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh man. Okay.
Oh. You got a follow-up rogue. What you going to pair with it?
I'm saving my two because I don't think either one of you are going to pick it. And I've got some really strong arguments for those later on. All right. So here's where I try to bend the rules just a little bit.
Nice.
Okay. Because this is a class. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to pick support in Overwatch. The support class.
I think that's too broad.
Is it? I mean, what do I have to say? I like Mercy because Mercy's not a class.
I mean, isn't Mercy essentially like a priest, basically?
So I can't pick support as my class? I mean, it's a class in Overwatch.
I would vote no. It's not a specific class. It's a group of different characters. What do you vote, Michael?
I kind of want to vote yes, only because I don't think it's going to win.
Fair
because
enough.
Because I think Paul and I are going to shoot it down. But I'd
all
say
right, if I, no, all right, okay, I'll pivot then. I was trying to stretch it, but kudos to Overwatch for getting the support class right so that you can heal and actually do DPS and have fun instead of just being like nothing but a healer.
Lucio's.
That was my pitch there for why I chose that, but. I'm going with, Paul, you mentioned it early in the show, Divinity Original Sin 2, one of my absolute favorite RPGs of all time. And the last playthrough that I did, my main character I built as the Witch class.
Okay.
And how often do you see an RPG or any game where you can play as a witch? Right now, this is basically a multi-class, but that's okay, right? Like some of the best classes out there are combinations of other classes, but what the Witch in Divinity Original Sin 2 was, or at least the way that I played it, and I think is kind of the angle that they're taking with it. So a Witch is basically a thief and necromancer hybrid. Class. And so what they do is you get the advantages of some of that dark forbidden magic like witches would have, right? You get your blood spells, your life taps and things like that. And then you get the advantage of being basically a rogue at the same time to where you can go into stealth, you can backstab. But what's really cool is you can actually still summon minions. You can summon like a bone spider because you have that half dark side to you. And in Divinity Original Sin 2, it was one of the most fun classes that I have played in both of my playthroughs. I've got like 200 hours in that game because basically the combination of the two meant that I could almost instantly heal myself completely by doing a ton of damage and getting that life tap ability from doing that damage, which was super cool from that tactical sense as well. So I thought it was really cool that this class even existed in an RPG, and the way it played out was just perfect.
Now I want to play a witch in that game.
Yeah, that game's actually got some... I mean, like I said, they are mostly combinations of other classes, like this multi-class system. But, you know, it's just one of those things where the combination of the two, I love how they combined everything in this game. I've never played as a witch before in any RPG, and it just rocked, man. I was really, really happy with the way that class played out.
It's actually a perfect name for it too. If you want to combine a necromancer and a thief, like a witch makes sense. Like yeah. Witches, they do a lot of necromancy. I almost said necromancy. Whatever. They can put their own words. But then you think about it, they're also kind of sneaky. They're kind of sneaky, and they can like sometimes become invisible or whatever their games. And like, they'd be a good thief. That's clever. I haven't gone far into that game, but now I want to play a witch.
There's some fun witches in other games too, like Morrigan and Flemeth in Dragon Age, you know,
that's
stuff like
true.
That as
Morrigan
well.
Was a witch, yeah. Wasn't she?
The Witch of the Wilds,
yeah, that's
I believe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Also Mercy during Halloween.
Oh, there you go.
Yep,
that's right.
All right, so I get my back-to-back picks finally after sitting around for the last 10 minutes.
It's been fun for you, though. You know it.
Yeah, it has. I absolutely would have taken Druid/Shapeshifter if Michael hadn't taken it. And then... I was probably going to take Blood Mage, but I feel like that's too close to Witch, so I'll go in a different direction. I'm going to draft the Bard.
Now, good call.
As far as healing and support classes go, I think Bards are the most fun, at least in theory. Now, I know in some games, Bards don't work terribly well, but like we've played a lot of Demio in VR, and Bards are almost an absolute necessary pick because they are... so powerful at boosting your allies' abilities. You get to just run around with like a lyre or a guitar or something, and you run around playing instruments, raising the morale of your team. I think it's a very silly idea, but I think it's absolutely hilarious and a lot of fun in games. When we played Gloomhaven on tabletop, I played a bard for quite a while. I named him Bard Simpson. I was very proud of that bard. And Michael, you recently played a bard in Lost Ark. Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, I think bards are really fun as far as support goes. So that's what I'm going to take here.
I have to talk to Josh here real fast.
Oh,
Josh,
I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
Yep. Yeah. Would you? We have to omit this from our minds, okay? Because Paul didn't play EverQuest. But the bard in EverQuest was so hard to play. But if you got it right, you were unstoppable.
Yeah.
The number one character player in the entire game, his name was Thought or Afterthought or what. He had like five bards and he always won the best tournament, whatever. Bards were so incredible that I'm so upset that you brought this up, Paul, because I didn't think of anything bard outside of EverQuest. But Josh, mm-hmm. we have to omit this from our minds because of how awesome the bard was in EverQuest.
I had a very good friend of mine that played a bard when I was really, really into EverQuest, and we would team up, and he was really good. What was the term for that? Song dancing, or there was a term for how they would sit
twisting.
There.
They were twisting.
Twisting.
Songs.
That was it. Yep. Yes. Oh, good memory, man. Yeah. So a really good bard, you would be like, dude, you are amazing at twisting. And they would play like four or five different songs in rotation to do different
like a
things.
DJ.
Yeah, it yeah. really was. I mean, dude.
And if you messed it up.
Oh, if you messed it up, collapse. You were dead.
You stopped casting all your spells.
Yeah, if you messed it up, you were toast, and the people with you were toast too. But a really good bard was something to behold. A mediocre bard was hot garbage.
Yeah, bad. Like a waste of space. Day.
But a really good classic. One was really, really impressive to watch. So
it's one of those things that, Paul, we talked about this a couple episodes ago. I forget what it was, but one of those things where the barrier to entry is very high. You have to have, like, the bard is overpowered in EverQuest, but it's so hard to play. You have to be so skilled to do it that it makes it so much more important. And so if you met a good bard in a group, you were like, I'm going to friend you, and every time I see you, we're going to group, because you're incredible.
Also, great series, The Bard's Tale. Don't know if you guys have ever played it. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Whole series.
By the way, Bard's Tale 4 is an absolutely phenomenal game to play, and you obviously can play a bard in that. But yeah, great pick, man. Bards are just a really neat class.
They're just fun. They're kind of goofy, but like in a fun, good way.
The only,
that's why I like them.
Because I can't let a pick go without slandering it, right? Is so the thing with a bard is, no, actually, I mean, I think a bard has a lot of action, but I think a lot of people, when you think about a bard in a group, you don't do anything other than improve your teammates.
Yeah.
You're not fighting, you're not destroying things, you're not picking locks, you're not exploring, you're literally just there to pump up everybody else. And so I feel like some of that like effectiveness gets lost in the fact that it's like, you're not really doing it. You're just making everybody else better.
That's also my personality type. So that's actually like a positive for me.
Oh,
where
don't get
I'm
wrong.
Fine being the guy in the back of the group, just supporting everyone else.
I 1000% want a bard in my group every time. I just don't want to be the bard, because then I'm like, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything. Like, you guys are cool.
Bards are not showing up at the top of DPS meters. That's for sure.
No, and I thoroughly enjoyed the bard in Lost Ark. If I were to reroll, I'd probably play the same thing. But you know what else bards are good at?
What?
They're good at reminding us to
tip your witcher.
Toss a coin to your witcher, oh valley of plenty. Oh, I can't, man. When I heard that the first time, end of episode 3, I it stuck in my head for months.
Oh, very nice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, well, I get another pick here after Bard, and up to this point, we've gone strictly RPG classes. I'm going to buck that trend a little bit. I'm going with more of a first-person shooter class.
No, don't do it.
I'm going Sniper, which I'm guessing was not on Michael's list. Michael doesn't like shooters.
I do love a sniper, though.
He had his fingers crossed, so he's got a shooter
medic?
In mind.
I think he's hoping for medic.
Maybe he's going Team Fortress. If
could be
if my gut intuition is right.
Well, Michael's dancing, he's very happy. I'm gonna go sniper class. You know, back in the day when I was actually good at first person shooters, like Battlefield 1942, the very early Call of Duties, I always pretty much exclusively played sniper. I was pretty good at it. I cannot snipe worth anything anymore. I mean, if I'm in, you know, Overwatch, I'm playing Rein or Junkrat or Mei. I can't get those, you know, Twitch shots anymore, but snipers are just so much fun, man. One shot kills. It's all about positioning and picking your shots. I love the strategy behind it. I'd way rather play that kind of class than like a strictly soldier kind of class in Battlefield. So for me, I'm going to go ahead and take Sniper with my third pick.
I have a Sniper in my party right now in Wasteland 3, and she is my favorite thing in the world. I love having her. But when I think of Sniper,
is it Banshee? Is that her name?
Yeah, Banshee. I've got Banshee. Yeah. I've got her maxed on her Sniper. I'm like,
she's a Sniper too.
But I think of a Sniper, I think of, like, because I don't play a lot of shooters that are competitive, like PvP, I think of, like, Fallout games. That's my style in Fallout games, is can I pick off 24 of the 30 guys in this base from far away and then roll in there with a shotgun afterwards. But the sniping part is so much fun. You got to be patient, though.
Sniping is rewarding. Like, even, like, in Warzone, right? Like, you know, a more modern game, but when you land that shot and you hear that sound, and then you just get the kill, right?
PUBG sniping, yes. So satisfying.
Yes, because it's just instant gratification when you land that shot. It's so satisfying. It's like gunning somebody down with a machine gun. You know, it's like, okay, that's great. Yeah, I won that fight, whatever. But when you are leading somebody and land that headshot from 100 meters away or whatever, that it just hits different, man.
It feels really good.
Yeah.
That dopamine, that you get a dopamine hit from that for sure.
Part of me also thinks, what do I hate going against the most? And that's also what I would sort of build into best class. I hate nothing more than going against really good snipers. Because
like
it's so demoralizing when you get out of spawn, you're running back to the team, and boom, you just get sniped by like Widowmaker in Overwatch. And yeah, so I had to go with Sniper. All right, Josh, we are coming back to you. Round three. What you taking?
You know what? I'm going to pivot. I have two picks, but I don't think either one of them is going to resonate with you guys.
nice.
You know, I think one might resonate with Michael. I think it would go right over Paul's head. So I'm doing a 180. I'm taking Medic.
Oh, okay.
Dude,
okay.
from the Battlefield series, the Medic was my favorite class to play.
There is
nothing like
one of them.
Your squad getting in a firefight, pulling out your shock paddles, managing to res somebody in the thick of a fight. You know, a good Medic on your team would change the battlefield at that point. You know, it really would. It was super fun to play. You were not weak. You were not at a disadvantage because you played a Medic. You know, and there's lots of games that have medics like that. It's not only Battlefield, but for a class to be able to still, you know, do damage and get those kills and help your team, but then to actually, you know, res people or get them back into the fight and pull off that crazy res. You know, Mercy's a medic, right? Like, you know,
yeah,
I tried to pick Overwatch, but she's a perfect example of, you know, that crazy Mercy that's flying around the battlefield and you're like, dude, don't go for that res. Don't, you're going to get, and then like pull the res off and you're just like, oh, I can't believe it. Like, yes, you know? And so it's one of those classes that is so much fun to play. It's so necessary to have as well. And I think what sets Medic apart from just healer in general is that ability to still fight, you know, and be in the thick of things like that. But at the same time, you are supporting your team. You are helping out your teammates. You can make a huge difference. And you can actually get some of that glory. Like, I mean, I know we talk about the huge crits with DPS and, you know, DPS charge and stuff like that. But, you know, being able to pull off a clutch res or something really changes the tide of things in a game.
When I think of a medic, because I'm such a cinephile, I love movies so much. I just instantly think of Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge.
Hacksaw Ridge
and
was great,
like,
man.
So if you're 21 or over, drink a glass of red wine, watch that movie, be ready to cry a ton. But it's like a medic who got a Medal of Honor for never firing a shot in, what was it, World War II?
Yeah, I believe it was World War II. Yeah.
Brilliant. So every time I play a game now where there's a medic, I'm just like, I can't live up to that guy. I wish I knew the actual person's name because it's a real life character.
It is. But it's based on a true story. Yep.
I'm going to have to look that up and drop
Jim,
it later.
Jim Hacksaw. Saw, right? I think that was his name.
Might be Hacksaw Ridge. Yeah.
Jimmy Hacksaw.
Dude, you're taking me back to my WWE days. Actually, I think it's WWF back then.
Yeah, probably. So in Battlefield 1942, I always went sniper. I think it was Battlefield 2
is when
I made a switch to medic.
Yes.
And what was so funny is that if you shocked someone to life, it would put them back fully standing up. and you could just keep rezzing the same guy. And I remember people would start to get mad, but on the leaderboard, you would get a ton of points anytime you would rez someone. So I would rez a guy, he would immediately get headshot and fall down, and I would just keep rezzing him just to get more and more points on the leaderboard. And, you know, maybe not the best strategy, but that's one way you can get on that leaderboard. And then you got to play as the commander.
Wow.
So yeah, that was like a big part of my strategy, was just gaming the stats.
Part of the fun with the medic in Battlefield 2 also was pretending to be dead. You would just crawl on top of a corpse and then people would run right over you. And then you just shock the corpse back to life. And now there's two guys all of a sudden behind the enemy squad, like shooting him in the back. It was great.
Oh, too funny. All right, good pick. Medic, I like it. I like that we went a little bit away from RPG to get a little bit of variety here. All right, Michael, you get your last two picks here, back to back.
Back to back, and I actually get my top four.
Very nice. Great. No excuses when you lose, then.
No. This is a hard one, though. You know, like we said, there's no clear 1.01 paladin. I've got five that I really want, and I'm getting four of them. So I'll leave an honorable mention just because Paul hasn't played the game that one of these comes from, and it's very specific. However, Paul has played Mass Effect 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm picking the engineer.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I'm picking the engineer,
I was gonna go Sentinel.
The reason I'm picking the engineer is simply because it is the most like Star Trek character in any video game ever made that's not called Star Trek. Because they use things around them and do things and make stuff and they support and they use crafty little smart things to get rid of shields and disable enemies. And they have a combat drone that draws fire. So they're kind of a support, right? Well, they're a lot of support. And I just think it's a really cool character. And the little bit I've played of that, I feel like I'm playing a Star Trek character where you use the stuff around you, just do smart things and stuff.
So you're specifically taking Engineer from Mass Effect?
Yeah, I was going real. Well, that's where it came from, but I'll take all engineers.
Dang it!
Because the engineer from Deep Rock Galactic is always also pretty awesome.
I was
going to
say, you've got the engineer from Deep Rock, you've got the engineer from Battlefield. There's a lot of really good engineers. You've got Torbjorn.
But engineer is an awesome class because it's always like they're always like doing things outside the box. And in other games, like there's so many different opportunities to do things that are not like paladin. What are you gonna do? I'm gonna heal and swing a sword or an axe, you know? Like engineer, it's like, what are you gonna use? I'm gonna MacGyver this. Like MacGyver's an engineer. I get a TV show too. Throw it in, guys. Right on the books.
You get MacGruber also. Engineers also a lot of times in games they get to repair tanks and vehicles, so that's always a bonus. Sometimes you just want to hang out in that tank longer in Battlefield and you get to repair it.
And I like it. It's a good drive pick too.
Yeah, also in Mass Effect, they get to hack enemy robots, and then they fight on your team.
Right.
So that's also fun. All right, and then Michael, what's your last top four pick that you get to keep and hang on to?
Yeah, I will keep this and hang on to it, because nobody's going to vote for this one. But also, when engineers are hacking, they're doing it with a tricorder, because it's Star Trek. So my last one is going to be the Bounty Hunter. More specifically from Star Wars The Old Republic.
Great choice.
Yeah, because when you think about, I'll take it in like all the games, but I think it's only in this game or in a Bounty Hunter-esque, like Star Wars Bounty Hunter. But the best part about this character class is that you're in a universe full of people with lightsabers and they use the Force. And what are you doing? You're saying, I don't have any Force powers. I'm just going to use different bits of technology and defend myself that way. But one of the coolest things about that character in Star Wars The Old Republic is that you can really use almost, you have to use every single thing in your arsenal to do it, to do the character justice. Like a lot of classes, you've got three or four abilities you use a lot. And then you've got 17 abilities that you'll never touch because they're just not that powerful, not that exciting. But in this game, this class, every gizmo needs to be utilized. He has heat-seeking missiles. He has a flamethrower for close combat. He's got shield tech for defense. He can fly. Like, it's all over the place. And the cool thing about it is you got to manage your heat instead of using a mana bar, which gives that coolness factor because it's a different way of doing it. Like, I'm not using my Force powers. I'm like, oh, I'm going to manage my heat. And I've got some abilities that reduce the heat. I just thought it was really clever the way that they made that work, and they made it believable in a world that a bounty hunter can actually fight a Jedi. And it's also, to Paul's credit, a bad guy pick for me.
It
and
really
to round
is.
It out,
yeah.
And to round it out, you can have a healer as a bounty hunter, more of a support class, really, a DPS or a tank. So it's kind of like that druid where you're a jack of all trades. But I just like the story of it, that you get to do things against lightsabers and make it believable, because let's be honest, in the world of force yielding people with lightsabers, you think, yeah, like, no ordinary human's going to stand a chance, but the bounty hunter does. So coolness factor, there we go. And also, he doesn't look at explosions when he walks away from them.
Very nice. Especially when you're down to the last round. I feel like you just got to draft from the heart. You know, whatever you want to talk about and pick. It's a good pick.
Yep.
All right, Josh, how are you going to round out your team here? Last pick.
All right. There's going to be a few people out there that know this class. Paul, you can just take a break for a minute. But Michael, you'll understand what I'm talking about on this one. I am picking the Enchanter class from EverQuest.
Woo! That was my fifth. I was going to honorable mention it, but you did it.
Dude, I never played as an Enchanter, and we talked about how good bards were. But it was much harder to find a bard that was that caliber to affect things. But if you were in a guild and you were doing any kind of raiding whatsoever, you darn well better have a group of enchanters that were very good at what they did. And the thing that made enchanters so cool in EverQuest was they could do so many important things that needed to be done in that game. No, they're not enchanting swords and stuff like that. What enchanters were doing is they were doing massive crowd control. Before bards came along, enchanters were the only way that you could really deal with multiple mobs at any given moment in a game like EverQuest. So they had, their spells like Bliss and Rapture and stuff that would actually just sit there and mesmerize a mob. But the thing was, that mez could break at any moment. They were not a guaranteed time. If they took any damage whatsoever, it would break the mez, and then that creature would go straight for the enchanter, and enchanters are squishy. So if your enchanter if you broke mez, aggroed the enchanter, and the enchanter died, your team wiped, hands down, very quickly.
Every time, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, dude, the enchanters were the divas of EverQuest, because if you did get your enchanter killed, they would yell at you like nobody's business, man. Because you lost XP in the EverQuest days. So if you got somebody killed, they actually could lose a level because of your mistake at that point. So there was real stakes on the line. One of the things that I'm actually glad that this is gone is you used to have to sit there and stare at your spell book to regen your mana, but enchanters could actually mana pump people. So in a raid, your enchanters would mana pump your clerics so that your clerics wouldn't run out of mana while they're trying to heal your main tank. So you had this like really neat chain of like, you know, one class pumping another class, pumping your tanks and stuff like that. They had aggro wipes. So that was really cool because they could actually sit there and wipe the aggro pool of a mob so that it would forget about your party. So that they didn't just re-aggro when you res your main tank or something like that. It was just, I could go on and on and on. They had slows, they had cripples, they had mana drains, they had runes that they could use to absorb damage and stuff like that. You could charm enemy monsters to fight for you. I mean, the Enchanter in EverQuest was basically like everything that you could want from a class, with the exception of you could take like one hit before you were dead.
You also had the most important thing that you didn't mention, Josh, is you sold crack. No, you sold mana. Remember, you sold mana spells. You could sit there in like the Nexus and just say casting Kodiak's Endless Intellect 100 platinum a pop, and people would just constantly come to you because it's a mana regen.
Yep.
It gave you like 12 mana per tick. They called it crack. Sorry if that's not...
No, it was crack because you didn't have to sit there and stare at your spell book all the time then.
Yep. And if you had that, if you had any kind of like Breeze, Clarity 2, or KEI on you, and it went away, like you did not want to play the game anymore because mana regen was so slow. And
oh,
so you
terrible.
Had a free... You had a way to make so much money in the game with that by just casting spells and demanding 100 platinum a pop.
KEI. I forgot that acronym, dude. That's why. KEI. I remember people begging for KEI. Dude, come on. I need a chanter. Give me KEI.
Please.
All your druids and your wizards and stuff would just be like pleading. It literally was like drug addicts on the street just begging for something.
Oh, that's too funny. I do miss back in the day when MMOs were still hard, how you would have that level of strategy behind like mana management. Like I remember in our guild in Warcraft, similar to what you were saying, where enchanters would regen your mana, druids could cast innervate, which would do that on one target. Shamans could do mana wave, which would do it for one party within the raid. And so you would have all these different teams, and it would be like, all right, Team 2 is going to be healing the main tank, and as they get low, then we'll cast Mana Tide, and then we're going to have them stand back, and now Team 3 is going to jump in and heal while Team 2 regenerates mana. Like, stuff like that you don't have anymore in coordination with MMOs, you know, but that was really fun to be able to have to strategize to that level with a big group of 40 or however many were in your raid.
Enchanters could always get a group. It was one of the, like, I played a ranger always. And believe me, like, Michael was right, rangers for a while were garbage. Now they became one of the best classes in EverQuest after a while, but I remember if you were ever in a zone and a guy wandered in and said, like, level 60 enchanter LFG, that guy was instantly sent like five whispers from groups that are like, we're kicking our rogue out to make room for you. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, come join us. Like, they would
even
literally
if it was a bad
kick
enchanter.
Yeah. Like, they would kick somebody out of the group to make room for an enchanter. It was nuts, man.
Oh, too funny. All right. Well, last pick of the draft here. I get to choose one last class. I was thinking about taking the Vanguard from Mass Effect, but since Michael picked a Mass Effect class, I'll rotate a little bit. I'm going to go with Beastmaster slash Hunter, depending on the game you play. You might have one term or the other. I love the idea of taming an animal and sending them out to fight for you. Like, especially in World of Warcraft, you would tame an animal. They would go out and tank for you while you would sit back and just lobby arrows, whether it was with a bow or with a crossbow. And it's almost like cheating because you get two characters for one. And also, in World of Warcraft, I remember as soon as I unlocked the ability to tame an animal, I tamed a boar. I named him Bacon, and I rolled with him all the way from level 1 to level 80. I didn't even tame a second animal ever. I just rolled with Bacon the entire time, all the way through Wrath of the Lich King. The only downside to hunters, which maybe you remember, Michael, when you would take them with you in instances or raids, it was very easy for the hunter to start attacking a mob, but accidentally send their animal, and they might take a weird path, and sometimes they would aggro other mobs, and you could wipe your entire raid if you had your beast kind of like take the wrong route. But I've always loved archers, and if I get to combine archers along with having an animal that I tamed, I've got to go Beastmaster with my last one.
I feel like that's
there.
Ranger, right? Is there any difference between a hunter and a ranger?
I think rangers don't have pets typically, unless it's a bird. Typically, a hunter is more of a beastmaster type class that can also fight with range.
Even though this is going to help Paul, I'm going to disagree because Driss Duerden, who is one of the most famous rangers in the Dungeons and Dragons universe, has his pet Astral Panther Guinevere, or Guinevar, I guess is how I say it. But and he's got pets, and he's a ranger by nature, by trade. So I would say they're the same.
I would say he's the exception, not the rule, though, that he happens to have pets. But typically, a hunter has a pet with the... And I think a ranger is typically more of a standalone.
Like,
look at Strider
in
Lord of the Rings. Strider doesn't have a pet. I mean, he's got four hobbits that follow him around. That's kind of like pets.
True, that's pets. Yeah.
Send Pippin out there, right? And start chucking daggers.
Pippin, get him!
Yeah. Very nice. All right, well, we are now going to do our tournament. We've got about roughly 10 minutes left in the episode, so we'll go through this relatively quickly. Round one, well, actually, let's summarize our teams real quick. So I am rolling with Necromancer, Bard, Sniper, and Beastmaster. Josh has Rogue, Witch, Medic, and Enchanter. And Michael has Paladin, Druid, Engineer, and Bounty Hunter. All right, I think we've got some really good classes here. This is going to be fun. Round one, match one, we have Necromancer versus Enchanter.
Holy cow.
The
Enchanter is so good.
The Enchanter is really good. This might be EverQuest nostalgia coming out on this one, man.
That's tough.
There was no Necromancers in EverQuest.
There was.
Wait, there was? Necromancers?
Yeah, they had the pet with the scythe that looked like the Grim Reaper.
Oh, yeah. Why do I not apparently Necromancers weren't very good then.
They were okay. They did a lot of liching. They did a lot of stealing health and getting it to themselves.
Boy, I don't remember that at all until you mentioned the pet. That's right. That pet was Babobjo or whatever.
Insane.
Didn't they always have a weird name that started with a B?
Sick him, Jebekin. Get him, Gunner.
Jabober. Jabobjo.
Jabobber.
Well, I vote Necromancer, and considering Josh said he was going to draft Necromancer if I didn't.
Necromancer is great in Diablo. I mean, I'm reminiscing about the Enchanter. When it comes to an actual game, I think Enchanters were one of the cooler, more unique classes in an RPG. I'm having a tough time on this one, man.
The Enchanter was at the very top of my list. The only reason I didn't pick it is because I know Paul has never played EverQuest, but the Enchanter was something he was forced to be reckoned with. Like, I remember I played Enchanter, and that, like, keeping the stacks of mez on these different mobs,
yeah,
it was so hard. But if you had someone that could do it, oh man, it was so great. And they would give you free mana.
Oh, they give you this haste is really hard. And speed and all kinds of stuff too, man.
All right, you guys have lost your minds. Enchanter is not a class in any game other than EverQuest.
But it was Necromancers such a are good in class. Divinity. I will They're give in Elder you. Scrolls. I will give you the Necromancer simply because it's half of my witch class that made that class so cool.
No, you're going to give it to it because it's the right pick.
since you guys both picked Necromancer, I'm sticking to my guns and going Enchanter and throwing out Paul's.
My heart says Enchanter. Michael. I just want this on the record that my heart says Enchanter, but there's my only a says. Few people out there that are going to know how great that class was. And so for the sake of appealing to the majority of people that are listening, and it is a very cool class.
Did you just sell out? Did you just say he just sold out right on the air?
I'm going with my head because I did say that Necromancer would have been my first choice.
You're the only two people
just listening to my head.
Consider Enchanter.
Necromancer's on my list too, so I'll accept that as a close second to the Enchanter.
Oh my goodness, whatever. All right, moving on. Round one, match two. That took entirely too long for a very clear winner.
You got two guys that love EverQuest, man.
All right, round one, match two. Rogue versus Bounty Hunter.
This one's easy.
I hate you.
That one's easy. Similar. In a way.
I mean, not really. Rogue,
they're like the cool kid, you know?
They are the cool kids, but I would much rather backstab somebody than flamethrower them.
Yeah, the only problem with the rogue, though, is, like, they gotta be behind you. Like, if you're in front of them, like, all I gotta do is pivot. Watch, I'm sitting in a chair right now. I'm just gonna pivot this way. Rogue can't get me.
You do realize that's why rogues can go stealth.
I mean, if...
Going stealth is one of the coolest abilities in any video game.
That's Bounty true. Hunter sees through stealth. He's got that thing that comes down and goes broop, over his eye.
No,
boom,
I rub
Bounty
my...
Hunter wins.
I've seen Predator. I rub myself with mud, and then your little thermal thing can't see me anymore.
Fine. I'm not conceding, but Paul wants to keep going. He's typing in the doc.
I'm going to go ahead and vote Rogue. Going invisible, stealing. In World of Warcraft, they could sap for crowd control.
Oh,
like rogues are fun. I think they're more fun than Bounty Hunter. But I think Bounty Hunter was a good choice, Michael. So it's not that I'm anti-Bounty Hunter. I'm just very pro-Rogue.
Bounty Hunter's cooler.
You're pro.
Yes, I'm pro.
He's very pro.
All right. Round one, match three.
Is that French?
Paladin versus Beastmaster / Hunter.
They're both so cool.
/ Ranger. They're all
slash
the same.
Ranger. No slash
they're
Ranger.
They're all the same.
No, they're not.
They're all the same. A Hunter and a Ranger are the much same thing.
It's like saying that a Paladin is a cleric. Well, they both heal and they both use weapons sometimes. Come on.
There's overlap for sure.
And there's overlap for Ranger and Beastmaster, but they're
different.
If you
ask the class that I've played the most in most games, it's either Rogue or Ranger, to be honest. I have 5,000 hours playing Ranger in EverQuest. I've played Ranger in Divinity Original Sin. It's just fun to sit back and pew, pew, pew with a bow and have some of those really cool skills.
If Ranger knocks off Paladin, even though Ranger was not picked
I don't
in
like
this
Beastmaster.
Draft, I'm going to be real mad.
Paul, for your own sake, can we just say Hunter / Ranger and drop the Beastmaster?
No.
Because that's what's throwing me off, man.
So here's the thing. It's going to be Paladin. Paladins are in...
I don't like Paladins, man. I think they're goody-two-shoe boring classes. I played one in Lost Ark. It was cool, but I still felt like a goody-two-shoe boring class.
You were the grumpiest troll goody-two-shoe ever.
Yeah. World of Warcraft, you could bubble and Hearthstone your way back to your home, which was hilarious.
I do like playing the Paladin in Hearthstone. What's his name? Arthas? Or Luther? Uther?
Yeah.
Isn't he the paladin in Hearthstone? The
Luther
actual
is
card
the paladin
game?
Yeah, in, that's who in I the World that, of
he was my
War.
Favorite actual class in the classic Hearthstone matches.
It sounds like you were just going to go through all the random Northern European male
Luther,
names.
Luther? Luther? Arthur? Pendragon? What? Thor.
And Gunderson. Arthas was a paladin before becoming the
Necromancer, Lich King, right?
Yeah.
Or Shadow Knight. The Lich King. He became a Shadow Knight.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and vote for paladin.
Wow. Thank you.
Paul voted no against left. Himself.
Oh, well, it was my last round pick. Yeah, like, just, you know, legitimately.
Hey, the sanctity of the draft must be maintained just because a fourth round pick can beat a first round pick.
It almost did because Enchanter almost knocked out Necromancer.
Can I change my vote now?
If you didn't sell out.
Can I change my pick?
Here's the thing. Paladin was my very first class in World of Warcraft. I've always enjoyed paladins. You get to play with a lot of paladins in Warcraft 3. I get that they're not the people you'd want to hang out with, but I think they are very fun to play. They tend to be very strong, and they can heal themselves. And in World of Warcraft, you get to go a little bit Captain America. You get to throw your shield out at people. Yeah. I think that they are fun to play, even if they're not fun to hang out with.
And that's if you play a male Blood Elf Paladin in World of Warcraft, you get to say, "Hey guys, Paladesh Malinore.
Hey guys, you want this cleric over here that can actually heal the entire party, or you want this paladin that might heal himself occasionally and then toss one of us a super weak heal?"
Oh, in one game. Lay on hands is a super weak heal. Get out of here.
All right, we got to move on. Round one, match four, Druid / Shapeshifter versus Medic. This one to me is very clearly Druid. I think Druid would have been my second overall pick if I had the chance.
And if Michael can remember the name of the Druid that I mentioned, I'll give it to him hands down.
What was it? It's not Asgard.
Alan
Argon's.
You had the Alan, A.
That's what I said.
All right, I vote Druid then.
There's an O in there too, I think. So we got it.
Thank you. Preparation for me to defend Druid as my second overall pick, I wrote down what you can turn into under Dungeons & Dragons rules, and pretty sick things you can be. You can be an Ankylosaurus, you can be a giant crocodile, a mammoth, a saber-toothed tiger. Yeah. Like, the fact that they even have, like, dinosaurs and extinct animals would be really cool to play as.
Yeah.
It's a fun pick. All right, next matchup here. This is a funny one. Witch versus Sniper.
Wind up with Witch versus Sniper? This is the greatest podcast ever, guys. All right. I'm voting Witch. What a class, man. Combo Necromancer and Rogue together. Give it to me all day, every day.
I'm gonna agree with you.
Neither one of you has played the Witch before. That's the problem.
Well, I love Witch classes. Like I just mentioned, like Dragon Age, and I love Blood Mages. I feel like that overlaps a lot with Witches. Yeah. I prefer Magic dealers in general, but I stand by my Sniper pick. That was the only class I wanted from first person shooters, so I have no problem voting for Witch. I think that's the right pick.
I think to defend Sniper on just one point is that think of the joy you get from making so many people so mad.
That's true, dude.
You make more people rage quit as Sniper than anything else.
Or when you get into that sniper battle where you and the other sniper are like shooting at each other from like 300 meters away,
and then you
get him before they get you, and then, oh, that feels so good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, making your team mad because neither of them are paying attention to the payload in Overwatch.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, last matchup in round one, Bard versus Engineer.
Bard, hands down.
Yeah, I would vote Bard as well. Engineers are fun, but I'm sorry, Michael. I gotta vote for Bard.
Yep. Knocked out my engineer.
Sorry, Scotty from Star Trek. You're not making it through.
I'm giving it all she's got, Captain.
It's not enough.
It's a little bit Bran Bronzebeard in there.
Hey, we gotta keep that RPG vibes, the video game vibes in here.
There you go. All right, so we are down to our final six. We've got Necromancer, Rogue, Paladin, Witch, Druid, and Bard. Our first six picks knocked out the final six picks, funny enough. No upsets yet.
Very sad day.
Round two, match one, Necromancer versus Witch.
I mean,
I feel like the Necromancer is just the cooler version of Witch.
I'm going to give you Necromancer on this one. Paul?
No, Josh.
In this round?
If Enchanter was here instead, would you have picked Enchanter?
I would have picked Enchanter, yeah.
I'm going somewhere with this because the heart So Necromancer beat, yeah, so Necromancer wins. Wait, that actually is proving the point. Never mind. Just delete the last 30 seconds of my dialogue. Oh, I see a note flashing in front of me. It says, talk less still on my outline. Paul, what'd you do? How'd you get to my outline? It's not even online.
Very funny.
On my own. All right. Necromancer wins. Move on.
All right. Round two, match two. Ooh, this is a rough one. Rogue versus Druid.
It's not rough for me.
Oh, it's easy for me. Rogue.
Yeah, because it's the Druid.
I have to lean Druid, but I love them both. They're both really good picks.
The only reason that you're picking Druid is because you played Druid in World of Warcraft.
Burning Crusade, it was my main.
Rogue, hands... How many games have a cool Druid in it besides World of Warcraft? Exactly. Rogue is by far the cooler class here.
Guild Wars 2. You could argue the Elementalist as a Druid.
Wait,
I played one of those.
So wait, Paul convinced you and I, Michael, to not go Enchanter because he said EverQuest was the only game that ever had an Enchanter. And then World of Warcraft is the only game that has ever had a cool Druid, and he's going Druid over Rogue?
There's Druids in other
games. EverQuest had a cool Druid. That Druid was awesome. He could snare kite. It was great. Heal pretty well.
Dragon Age has the Shapeshifter class. You can turn into a mouse. You can turn into a bear. I don't remember what else you can... Oh, spider? There's other stuff you can turn
into. Not all druids
into.
Are shapeshifters, or not all shapeshifters are druids.
It's the same class. That's literally what they are.
I will just protest mightily, but if you're actually picking Ranger. Druid over a rogue as the one of the best classes in video games, I am
If it
sad.
Was rogue versus paladin, I would vote for rogue, but being rogue versus druid, I have to vote
Druids?
For druid.
Are
I said Druid would have been my second pick.
And boring.
You can be whatever you want to be.
Oh, man.
They're great.
Everybody that's listening right now, I want you to know that I am 100% against this pick.
I'm fine with that.
I don't know. I played an Elementalist in Guild Wars 2, which, by the way, it's funny that you played only PvP. I never played PvP. I played PvE in Guild Wars 2. Elementalist was awesome, and it was a druid, let's be honest. Earth, air, fire, water, all that stuff, become an animal.
Mm. All right, and then last match of round two. We are almost done here. We have Paladin versus Bard. Two support classes?
Bard for
arguably.
Me. Bard, easy. Paladin. Yeah, I stick with my Paladins are boring.
I don't know of a game called A Paladin's Tale, but yeah, I do know a Bard's
ooh,
Tale.
Good point,
hold
Paul.
On. Hold on. Wait, Bard is really going to beat Paladin here? You're
oh,
running
I think
around
so,
with
for
a
sure.
Loot.
Dude,
you're, you've got a loot
Druid
and you're running around.
Rogue. I mean, if we're going to just throw this whole thing into the dumpster fire, let's go.
Let's burn it down. Burn it down.
Yeah.
End the show now.
So we're going with Bard over Paladin. Sorry, Michael. You still have skin in the game? I don't think it's going to win.
Good.
But
not very good. Paladin should have won. You guys are crazy.
Paladins are great, but yeah, Bard. All right, so we always have three left in our finale because we are a three-man show, so this is always fun. We've got Necromancer, Druid, and Bard. Let's just match these up real quick and vote Necromancer versus Druid. I vote Necromancer.
Yep. Druid.
Okay, Necromancer wins that match.
I'm out.
Necromancer versus Bard. I say Necromancer.
This is tough for me.
I don't like
some bards suck. That's the problem. There are a few games where it's like they have a bard, but the bard is terrible. And then yeah. There's some games where the bard is amazing. You know?
That is true.
And on the same vein, though, there's some games that have a necromancer, and it's like literally all you do is summon skeletons. And then like that's kind of lame. You know, like I need the evil wells and the blood pools and the life leeching and stuff like that to make that cool. I'm
torn. You can vote either way.
I know, but I'm torn on this one.
Because I think I'm going to win this draft either
way.
Yeah,
I mean, so. You probably are. Did you pick Bard? Is Bard yours too?
Yeah, it Bard is. Was mine. Yeah, that was my second pick.
Because Druid ain't standing up to either one of these.
I think the Druid is way better than both, and you guys are crazy.
I'm going to say Necromancer.
Go with the Bard.
Honestly, Necromancer is just cooler. And they're cooler all around. Necromancer in Diablo 2, great. Necromancer in Guild Wars 2, great. You know? Necromancer in EverQuest. I mean, I totally remember that class.
You remember it like it was 20 years
ago.
Yeah,
exactly. So I'll go Necromancer.
This is, You know, I never played Necromancer. Maybe I never played Beastmaster. I think the reason why is because I hate pet classes. I don't like having to pay attention to a pet. In EverQuest it is. And that's the one that kind of got me at first was like,
hey, I'm with you.
I'm with you. Necromancer.
See, I agree with Michael on, and that's why I kind of struggled with Bard, because if you're telling me Necromancer as far as like the magic user, life sucking, blood dealing, like that thing, like that's cool. If you're telling me like Necromancer where all I do is summon skeletons and throw green fireballs, like that's
weird
lame.
Void monsters
lame to me. So it's like there really is like the highs and lows there. But I'm saying the Necromancer that's like the really cool one where it's like the tainted ground area of effect spells and stuff like that.
Wasn't in World of Warcraft the Necromancer was also a pet class, wasn't it?
There's no Necromancer in WoW.
It's a Warlock, isn't it? Isn't that what it's called?
They have Warlocks, and Warlocks have
that's
pets.
A Necromancer. Warlock's a Necromancer.
Warlocks don't raise difference. Anything from the dead. Yeah. They just summon a Succubus or a Voidwalker or a Fell Beast. They don't raise the dead.
Yeah. Well, swap those out with skeletons, and it's a Necromancer.
Yeah, but I am with you, Michael. I don't like pet classes where it's like dependent on the pet all that much, but I'm going with like the cooler side of the Necromancer here.
I'd rather play a class where I can become a pet like a druid. I can become a bear or a cat.
I'm jaded against this whole druid pick still. So,
all right. So, Josh, you're officially giving it to Necromancer.
Yeah, I'll give it to Necromancer.
All right. The Diablo 2 Necromancer is hard to beat. And Diablo 4, I will absolutely play Necromancer. All right. And so we're really just playing for second place here. Druid versus Bard.
Bard easily. I almost went Bard as my number one.
I think you guys are crazy that...
My world, Druid Mr. and we Bard, pick Druid over Rogue?
Or that wait, but that's
this final should be Rogue versus best. Necromancer. Hold that on. Would be a tough Bard, one.
Bard and Necromancer are the two best classes in video games. You guys are nuts.
Michael, you didn't ask me what I'm voting for.
That's why I said Rogue should be here. Then everybody would be like, okay, yeah, we can get behind that.
What are you voting for, Paul?
I said my top two were Necromancer and Druid. I'm voting Druid. Go. Druid should be the runner-up. So I love Bard, but Bard is third.
Did I get a vote in the Necromancer versus Bard? Did you guys both go Necro? Or did one of you?
We both went Necromancer.
We both went Necromancer. Necromancer is the winner.
Oh, man, because I was going to say, if I went Bard there and one of you guys went Bard, we'd have a three-way tie and we'd have everybody be happy.
Now, Michael, if this was...
Guess how much better the Bard is.
Michael, if this was Rogue versus Necromancer in the final, which one would you go?
I would go Necromancer.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Necromancer is the coolest class.
I mean, cooler.
I know I drafted it with the first overall pick, but I really do think it's cool. The coolest class.
Like I said, I played nothing but Necromancer for thousands of hours in Guild War 2. It's one of my favorite classes that I've ever played.
What would I have to do to get one of you guys to vote for Bard instead of Necromancer?
I almost went that. I did. When it was Necromancer versus Bard, I almost went that, but I don't think I can change it now.
Let's just talk about the Bard and the Necromancer in EverQuest. Like, the Bard is so awesome. Think about it.
Yeah, I did forget about the Necromancer.
Think about Bard. Yeah. Do Bard.
Do you remember how good the Rogue was in EverQuest, where they could do the corpse runs and stuff and backstab the snot out of things? Remember that?
Yeah, monks could also do corpse runs, but better.
Yeah, man, I don't know about that.
Dang it. I was hoping for a three-way tie, but I guess we'll just have to settle for Necromancer winning.
No, we would never end on a tie. That's a cop-out anyway.
I throw this draft away not because I lost, but because...
Because Rogue
didn't advance. A Necromancer is the best class in video games?
1,000%, yes.
Listeners, come on, get behind me on this one.
Oh,
more people are voting Necromancer than Paladin.
In my mind, there
are
a million people right now that are still screaming, I don't know how Rogue didn't make it to the finals.
There are dozens of us. Dozens. Yeah. All right. Well, Necromancer is officially the winner. Druid is officially second place, and Bard came in third. I think we did have some surprises there, not in round one, but we had a couple upsets later. But that finishes up this tournament and draft. So, Michael, your streak is over. I'm very sorry, but you did win two in a row. You got to share the wealth a little bit.
Well, I've been sitting here so long, I kind of might have some streaks somewhere else, so I'll call that a win, too.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, we are done with this episode. Thank you so much for listening and sticking around all of this time. If you enjoyed the show and you do want to get extra content like our bonus Squadcast episodes, go to multiplayersquad.com, which forwards to our Patreon page. Our podcast really is funded by our listeners for the most part, and so you can support us starting at $5 a month. You get some perks on Discord, you'll get a shout out on the show, and you do get those bonus episodes. You can also check us out on socials at Multiplayer Pod, and we would love for you to join our free Discord server. There is a link in the episode description. Anything else, guys? Any closing words?
Please come to the Discord server and stand up for rogues for me.
Yeah, also, toss a coin to your Witcher. Unless your Witcher is a necromancer, then leave the show. Just turn it off right now.
Wow, so much salt.
It's the end. I'm good. I'm actually happy early because the bard took Druid took second place, so I don't feel as salty anymore. I love you guys.
Yeah,
sorry. I'm salty. Sorry, I'm still salty. I'm gonna be salty.
All right, well, thanks guys, it was a ton of fun. We will see you all for our next episode on Thursday, talking about This Week in Gaming, and until then, happy gaming.
Cheers all.
All right, see you, everybody.